94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Monday morning, weekend review.
Thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for being part of the team.
Thanks for being you.
Thanks for being you, Laura.
Thanks for you. Being you.
You know why.
What is
you that? Know why.
No, you know why.
What is that in a bag? It's almost scary looking. Are they fresh?
They're blackberries.
They
you
don't
want
grow
one?
This time of the year. Where the hell did you get those?
Oh, I got them at Wegmans.
Okay, so they're grown in California. They're just in your own Ziploc bag.
They're really good.
So you're not walking around Elysburg picking somebody's raspberries.
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
Although that season is coming, and they are a plentiful along the Gun Club Road.
Oh, you know this.
I do.
Growing up out there.
I am aware.
There you go. What did you do this weekend? I just laid low and did nothing. I'm trying to heal.
Well, this weekend...
I'm still trying to heal.
This weekend was kind of spent with some family time.
That's cool.
Because Keith's grandma passed away.
Yes, very sad.
So, actually, this evening is the viewing, and then tomorrow is the funeral. So, mm-hmm. I won't be here tomorrow, friends. But she was 90.
Ooh, that was a full life.
Right.
God bless her.
So, there were a lot of text messages and phone calls, and you know mm-hmm. how it goes when someone passes. But it was great because everybody kind of started... like sharing things and mm-hmm. pictures.
Stories and pictures,
and
yes.
And Keith's cousins are coming who are like some of the coolest people I know, in all honesty. Like his cousins who live in New England. There's a bunch of them in Connecticut and then out on the Cape in Massachusetts. And they're just so fun and so nice. And then his brother's coming up from Florida.
There
so it'll
and when
be,
you live a full life, there's a lot of stories to tell.
Yes, lots of stories. So it was kind of nice to sort of start that. And
good.
Like tomorrow will be a tough day, but...
yeah.
It'll also be a celebration.
It's all part of life, believe
but
it
But then
not.
We bebopped around, and have you ever been to Fog and Flame in Bloomsburg?
No. I don't spend enough time in Bloomsburg.
Okay.
I really should spend more time.
Me neither. And it's really interesting that
okay.
Restaurant Week starts on Friday, and it's uh-huh. Columbia and Montour counties.
Right.
Keith and I tend to gravitate towards Danville most of the time.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
You as well, mm-hmm. right? We love Danville.
Yep.
But we were like, you know what? Let's go to Bloom
there
and
you
walk
go.
Around. And we did. And it was great. And I mean, there's so many cute shops,
yep.
restaurants, college kids were out and about. It was really sunny on Saturday. It was really nice. And then, of course, we ran some errands, you know, like bought
yeah.
groceries.
That's what I did all weekend long, just that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was really nice just to bebop around with the sunshine.
Because we had nothing to do. And that was important because we're so busy usually with,
mm-hmm.
and stuff is coming.
Yes.
Down the pipe.
Yes. Yes.
So it was good just to spend time with our own significant others and just lay low.
Lay low. No, it was really nice. It was good.
And here we are Monday, back to the grind. I hope everything went well for you this weekend. Today you wake up to National Waffle Day.
Oh, I should have brought some waffles.
Try it Monday.
Oh my gosh, like Shrek. And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
I'm making waffles.
You do it better.
There you go.
All right, everyone. Middle.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV. With Late
For
Night
Easter,
TV.
Some IKEA stores are having an all-you-can-eat buffet. Because spending the holidays with families wasn't stressful enough. Let's throw in a trip to IKEA into the mix.
Well, love the meatballs, though.
Wake up.
Turn the radio.
And Laura in the morning, 94KX. Happy Monday morning. Friday, we got a little heavy into the Florida Man Challenge. Now Florida feels like they have to defend themselves.
As well they should.
As well they should. And I always wondered this since this show began.
Mm-hmm.
Because I even quiz you and Matt, the news guy. And I got a stupid news story. Where's it from? You guys go, Florida.
Florida.
And I often thought, like, are there that many stupid people in Florida?
Yes.
Or is there just something in the legal system? Now, Florida is familiar with the Florida Man Challenge. You know, it went viral last week. And they said that it's not fair to them because their laws allow everything to be public record, whereas other states don't even put out to the public those stupid crimes. Interesting. It's easier to get details on crimes in Florida than any other state in the United States. Everything is public record, so reporters have quick access. And, of course, crazy radio stations who want to talk about these stupid things snatch them up right away. So, also, Florida has a lot of people. It's the third most populated state in America, behind California and Texas. So, therefore, there's more stupid people to do crime. And Florida man stories are more likely to go viral. More websites pick them up because the whole Florida man joke is existing now. So they're trying to defend themselves.
I just heard Florida and stupid news again, so I thought something else just happened. So let's
you know what? Something's happening right now, probably.
Exactly. So I don't know. So Come on, Florida. Just take the joke.
Yeah. Run with it.
Run with it. Embrace it. Be proud of it. Own it. Just be like that crazy state, like trailing off and, you know, into the ocean down there, hanging out south there.
And some of us, maybe even here in PA, some people believe that there is more craziness in Florida because of all the transplant moves from other states.
Probably.
I know a woman who is spending this week in Florida. She calls it her spring break.
Okay.
She's from Sunbury.
Lots of people do.
She's crazy. Oh. There's a chance that a Florida man story will be a Florida woman story this week. So there you have it. People who are the basic crazy who moved to Florida are more impulsive, which leads to more bad choices, it says.
Well, it's true. And they tend to have like the most sunny days. So more daylight equals more time for bad choices.
I like that.
Right?
There it is. So, hey, Florida, I know you're upset about the Florida Man Challenge, but like Laura said, own it, man.
Own it. I say just embrace it and roll with it.
The real news coming up next.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Monday morning. Coming off a weekend. What do you want to do this weekend? I don't know. Let's go to the Hot Air Balloon Festival. See if we can steal one. Okay.
Cool.
It happened in, where did it happen?
Florida.
Actually, it happened in Indiana, but the guy was caught in Florida, so close enough. The guy, a few months ago, a guy stole a hot air balloon from a hot air balloon festival in Indiana. How do you just steal it? You just get in it and release the weights?
Remember, and say, see ya. We did the hot air balloon festival.
Yeah, I love
it. Like,
you can't get it. It's not.
How you can't just like hop in and float away.
There you go. Did you ever hear the expression, a getaway hot air balloon? No, they don't go fast.
Well, anyway. Also, they're really difficult to get in the air.
Right. And they're all very distinct looking. You didn't just steal a white pickup truck. You stole a hot air balloon with lots of designs on it. So the guy actually got away with it. Here's the story.
Okay.
He steals it in Indiana months ago. And then he shows up in Florida over the weekend and inflates it at a hot air balloon festival. And they're like, hey, that's that balloon that was stolen a few months ago. And so he's busted. It's like, and the original owner of the hot air balloon says he doesn't want to press charges. He just wants his balloon back.
Because they're very, very expensive.
$30,000.
Yes, exactly.
But stealing a hot air balloon.
Do you know the technical term for a hot air balloon operator?
A hot air balloon operator.
No. It's an aeronaut.
An aeronaut?
Yeah, aeronaut.
For you guys at the fire company, don't Google this because I believe her.
Yeah.
An aeronaut.
So, an
astronaut.
Right, but you're an aeronaut. You're
That's
in a balloon
cool.
in the air, right?
There you go. We're on the air every morning. Why aren't we aeronauts?
No, we're announcers.
That's boring.
We're disc jockeys, except where are our discs?
There's no discs anymore. We're not DJs.
I know.
We're software J's.
Now I really want to go on a hot air balloon ride now.
I want to be an aeronaut.
I think that might be my life goal.
Let's make it happen.
Cool.
News is coming up next. Matt, the news guy, when is this detour, Nori? When is all this crap going to be over with? And I'm not blaming you. You're the news guy.
I know. I feel your pain because I'm a Point Township resident myself now, so I have to deal with this, too. And it's supposed to be done, as long as all stays on schedule, by the beginning of Pine Nutter Day. It's supposed to be done before that. So we're talking beginning of July, but before 4th of July for the underpass work to be done. Yes.
Friday, I'm coming from Lewisburg.
Okay.
And you're coming down Route 147, there's one of them big blinky lights. And it says, no trucks. It even shows you a picture of a truck, just in case you can't read, I guess.
No trucks.
No trucks bigger than whatever feet.
36 feet.
Past Ridge Road. And then the
That's pretty far out.
Then the picture goes across. So now all tractor trailers that are going probably to Harrisburg realize, wait a minute, I can't go into downtown Norrie. I got to make this turn. So this guy turns on the Ridge Road, and I turn behind him. He has no idea where he's going now. Now, some trucks, I guess, have GPS. Some don't. So he gets up there. He's putzing around. He gets up there around Lars Road. He puts his right turn signal on. Then he looks down Lars Road and he goes, no, that ain't going to happen. So he takes his turn signal off and he goes up to where Furman's is. That might be called Furman's Road, Cannery Road.
Yep, Cannery Road.
Puts his right turn signal on. Oh, there's a lot of tractor trailers down there, but nah. So he takes it off again. Now, I'm being pretty patient because the poor guy, he's got like North.
You feel bad. You actually feel bad for these truckers who are not from this area.
He's like, got
you
pick North up Carolina a, license plates, right?
So
where
you pick
he is.
Up a load like in New York or someplace and you're driving south. Like, you don't know.
So here he is putzing down Ridge Road thinking, I'm in a bad spot. Like, this was a practical joke on the blinky sign. No, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. So then he sees tractor trailers coming at him. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm on the right road. So, yeah, he's on Ridge Road. So then he gets up to Stone School Road. And for some reason, after he passes the little white church there, mm-hmm. he puts his turn signal on and he takes that road.
Oh, boy.
So
oh,
I'm thinking, you know what?
Oh, no.
I'm going to follow him just to see where this is going.
Really?
So I did, yeah, instead of straight through Ridge Road over to 11 and up to Danville, no, I followed him. And now he's on Stone School Road and he's thinking, I think I made a bad choice.
Oopsies.
My truck now is about as wide as this street, right? And he's going down.
I think
down,
it might be wider.
And then he gets to Gibbons Road, and he puts his right turn signal on.
Oh, no.
Well, that's going to take him back to Cannery Road.
Exactly.
And he's like, he starts to make the turn, and then he realizes he's going to jackknife, and he's like, no. So he steers his way out of that. Now he starts up the hill.
Oh, boy.
All right? And it's a little windy, and he gets the Straw Bridge, and he sees the hill going up. And he's like, he actually put his hands out the window to me. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing, dude. Go around me.
Wow. Did you help him out?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
I pulled up around him, put my passenger window down, and I yelled to him, you can make that hill, and it's going to take you up to, like, where Nottingham Village is, and then just lower yourself into town there. So you'll be okay.
Oh, my goodness.
He was like, thanks. But this is the stuff that happens every day in Northumberland.
And there's still trucks that are in the borough. Like, actually, I actually found one the other day that a cop actually pulled over on 2nd Street, actually.
Oof.
Where you come on the detour, if you're coming down 147, you go around on the Queen Street.
2nd Street is not
now,
a place.
Now, I hope the cop pulled him over to help him out, because I just feel like these truckers...
Oh, no, they're being strict. They're getting ticketed.
See, but... Oh, yeah. GPS aside...
Yeah.
If you're driving a tractor trailer, you're trying to navigate all of these detours. And then I've experienced this where it's like the GPS is like recalculating, recalculating.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
That doesn't help either.
And then it doesn't help you out. And you're in an unknown area trying to figure out how to get where you need to go. Mm-hmm. I actually feel bad for these truckers.
Unless they're doing something like hitting people and they keep going.
Yes.
Like,
exactly right.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like, count the parked cars on Queen Street that don't have any rear view mirrors.
Right?
Right? All the mirrors are taken off the doors.
No, that's not cool. But like in the situation that you just described of this poor person who's like, I don't know what to do.
He gave up. Yeah, he's like, not knowing.
And then you got to give him credit because he knew there's somebody behind him. He's not trying to like text or GPS and drive.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like it's a tough spot. So unless you pull over, where are you going to pull over on all these tiny roads?
Right. Well, my first suggestion was, here's my keys, bud. Follow me. I'll drive the truck. He didn't like that idea.
I'd love to see that.
I'd love to see that, too.
Enjoy
actually.
Restaurant Week in Columbia and Montour Counties from March
20th. KX, Tom and Laura in the morning celebrating Restaurant Week early. Now, Restaurant Week actually happens later this week with the Columbia Montour Visitors Bureau, but we've been celebrating for quite some time now by giving out gift cards to those restaurants.
$50 gift cards to every single restaurant, winery, and brewery participating. And you know what? Today...
Yeah.
A $50 gift card goes a long way.
Where we're heading right now.
Yes. And it is a favorite lunch spot of my in-laws.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They
I
love
could
this
see
place.
Them there if I go today for lunch.
No, not today. Well, not
Foo
today.
Foo Star.
Yeah.
Foo Star is where we're going.
The Foo Star Buffet. It's right there on Route 11 in the plaza. It used to be next to the old CBS.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
now
yeah.
It's behind the brand new Taco Bell.
Still the same location, but yeah, locations have changed.
It has.
The Foo Star.
Call 1-800-32-
Morning, 94KX with some late night TV.
And spring break, the time of year when drunk, entitled American kids head to Cabo and Tijuana and the Mexicans chant, build a wall.
You ready?
Here we go.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Don't stop believing.
Never.
Did you ever see somebody that, and this is against the law, defaces a stop sign and they spray paint, don't? And then it says stop, and then they're believing.
Yes.
I saw that in the hill section of Sunbury once, and I laughed. And
that's actually kind of funny.
It's
like that a lot.
It's awesome.
It's also illegal, but it's fun. Hey. It's fun trouble.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
Whoa.
Oh, all right.
That's something old Tommy Tom would say. You'd never hear that from
Lauren. That's not hurting anyone. That makes you chuckle and it feel a little cheerful.
And sing this song.
Yeah, right?
There you go. Sing the Journey song. Before we do birthday buddies, Catherine McPhee is 35 today.
Oh.
American Idol and then all those movies.
I love her. And she was recently on Broadway in Waitress, and I met her.
There you go. Juvenile.
She was lovely. She was lovely.
Juvenile is 44. He's now a middle-aged rapper. And here's one. Here's one for birthday buddies.
Okay.
Because there's three generations of Tom and Laura. Mm-hmm. So here it comes. Elton John, 72 today.
All right. Of course.
We love Elton.
Yeah, and what Elton do we sing, kids?
The Lion King.
Matt?
Yeah, Lion King.
No, I like Crocodile Rock.
Okay. There it is. Three generations. The young Matt the News guy, liking the Lion King stuff. Laura, she's gone to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
That's one of my favorite albums, actually.
Actually, Crocodile Rock was on Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. Mm-hmm. Great album.
I would roll that, too. I mean, anything Elton John.
Me, I go back even further. I say Burn Down the Mission.
Oh. Ooh.
Burn down the Mission. Yeah. Early Elton. Anyway, happy birthday, Elton John. It's time now for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
So glad Matt didn't sing The Lion King there. So glad. Happy birthday.
I was tempted.
Yeah, I know. Happy birthday to Amy Kiefer of Northumberland. She's 47.
Jeanette Drum from Augustaville is 62 today.
Noelle Long from Northumberland is 39. Happy birthday.
Chasten Lytle from Herndon is 23 today.
Jeffrey Bruce from Sealands Grove is 32.
Stephanie Farnsworth is 41. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Dan Snarsky. He's 21.
Lisa Klein from Sealands Grove is 48.
Steve Hubler from Bloomsburg is 51. Happy birthday.
Jade Brown from Norrie is 23 today.
Nancy Tracy from Sealands Grove is 44.
Nobody on the text club. Nobody on social media, but everybody's got a birthday.
That's right, but first, though, do you know what I remember?
What?
When Brock was young, me and Susie had so much fun. Holding hands and skipping stones.
Okay.
Chevy and
all right, piano player. I'm going to shoot you, piano player.
It's called a thing called Crocodile Rock.
Get your birthdays into us.
That's
soon.
Right. Any way you can. You can always text us, 49330. Call us or on social media, the 94KX Facebook page. I apologize, Central Pennsylvania, for my ridiculous singing all the time.
I enjoy it.
Thank you.
Every morning at about this time,
it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Okay, kids, what time is it?
Tom and Anita in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and who?
Tom and Laura.
Did you say Anita? That's my mom. Why did you say that?
The average age of the person who turns into their mom or their dad.
Oh, I saw this on social
media.
For
women, 33. You may or may not be slightly above 33.
I am.
You have started to turn into Anita.
I am a mix. Listen, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. My sister
There's
and I comment.
That's the first sign. You're using a cliche.
I am using a cliche.
There it is.
That's fine. My mom's cool. Whatever.
Tom and Anita in the morning, 94
She has been here. She could probably take over for me.
Maybe the next time you go climbing some mountain, Anita could do the show. Wouldn't that be funny?
That's actually not a bad idea.
Send a memo to the boss.
Send in my mom and my sister, and oh, Lord.
Well, I don't know if we want them both in the studio at the same time, because then they'll just take over.
I don't think they'd take over.
See,
they might kill each other.
Too many of you guys is a bad thing.
Maybe they might kill each other. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Meanwhile, news guy Matt is too young.
Okay.
But movie Mike fits in. You start turning into your dad at about age 34.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a great reaction.
I know Mike's dad. We both know his father.
Yes.
We're very similar in some ways, but in other ways, very, very different.
See, and that's how my mom, very, very similar in some ways and very different in others. And she says all the time, you are your father's child.
See, I tend to agree. You can't, like, guys don't necessarily have to turn into their dads and girls have to turn into their moms. But this is how this study works. For women, the biggest signs are you start acting more maternal. You start taking up weird hobbies. You use cliches. You already did.
It's all right.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
It doesn't.
Yeah. Look who's called the kettle black. Anyway, and you start using other expressions that your mom uses. And you even start physically looking more like your mom.
My mother's a beautiful woman.
Yes, she is. And I think you look just like her.
I do look like her.
If you
had
glasses on, you'd look just like Anita.
They're the same eyes.
So there you
have it. Different hair coloring. That's more my dad, but you know.
Now for guys, you start balding. You start putting on weight.
Well, I've done that, but I've done that because we have a baby and I'm up all the time, so I eat more often.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with my dad.
And speaking of eating, those children expected to be fed this morning. What the heck?
Crazy kids.
But he's here on time.
He is.
Turning off lights in empty rooms. That doesn't have to be like your dad, although your dad used the cliche, well, you make your own PPL. No, Dad. Dressing more conservatively and starting to adopt your father's political opinions.
See, that's where I went off.
I became
much more politically astute than my father.
I think he's listening.
I'm just kidding. I know he's probably listening.
He probably is listening.
I think we need to take a break.
Searching for a new Chevrolet truck never got...
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. For current and upcoming features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Barbara Streisand has some seriously ignorant things to say about the Michael Jackson documentary Leaving Neverland. First, she said she believes the two victims in the film. So far, so good. But then she added, quote, Michael Jackson's sexual needs were his sexual needs, coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. You can say molested, but those children, they were both thrilled to be there. They both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them.
What?
Yes, obviously. Babs. Yeah, it's awful.
What?
Oh, Babs.
Awful.
No.
Babs gone way off the deep end.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, now, obviously, she got crushed for that.
Of course.
So she quickly apologized, saying she should have chosen her words more carefully, duh, and adding, quote, I didn't mean to dismiss the trauma these boys experienced in any way.
Oh.
So Barbara Streisand basically making it seem like what Michael Jackson is alleged to have done, no big deal, which, of course, it is.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So if that story didn't blow your mind, okay. And I think it did, this one's going to blow your mind even more.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
This should add a little flavor to the upcoming Spice Girls reunion. Mel B, a.k.a. Scary Spice, says that she and Ginger hooked up back in the day. Ginger, of course, was her real name was Jerry Halliwell at the time. On the British TV show Life Stories, Mel B said, quote, it was just once, and hopefully when Jerry gets asked that, which hopefully she will after this, she won't deny it because it was just a fun thing. She added, quote, she's going to hate me for this because she's all posh in her country house and with her husband, but it's a fact. It just happened, and we giggled at it, and that was it.
Okay, then.
Yes, Mel C, a.k.a. Sporty Spice, was also present for the interview, and she said she knew nothing about it.
Ah, so there it is.
Oh, boy.
I will look at Spice World in a whole new way now when I watch that movie.
Spicy World.
Yes.
Spice up your life.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, they got it literally.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't
yeah.
Wasn't Jerry the one who may or may not have been on the cover of certain magazines? Wasn't she the one who did a?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's just move on.
Moving on.
Yeah. Okay. And Jordan Peele's Us was huge at the box office this weekend, raking in more than $70 million. That set a new opening weekend record for an original horror movie, blowing past the record of $50.2 million set just last year by A Quiet Place. It also more than doubled the opening weekend of Peele's last horror movie, Get Out, which earned $33.3 million in its first weekend 2 years ago. Captain Marvel was second with $35 million. Wonder Park third with $9 million. 5 Feet Apart came in fourth with $8.8 million. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World rounds out the top five with $6.5 million. So, yeah, huge $70 million opening for Jordan Peele's Us.
Wow.
Barbara Streisand is on line one. She wants to talk to you.
Do you know what?
Okay, I'm making.
I was going to say. Here's the thing.
Mike, rest your voice, my friend. Rest your voice.
Yeah, I'm still sounding a little. I feel.
But you
great.
Feel okay, right?
I feel fine. Yeah. I just have not completely gotten my voice back yet. Yeah.
Gargle with some salt water.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Pepper. Maybe pepper water.
Boilo.
Boilo is the answer always.
We'll see you Friday.
Yeah.
It plays Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV on 94KX.
There's some entertainment news later this year. The creators of Game of Thrones are going to start shooting some new Star Wars films.
Oh.
Very exciting for fans who love the Star Wars movies, but always thought they could use a little more incest.
When the morning comes.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. On the way to work, 83% of us will pretend to be happy at work. Today, when we actually aren't, that's a high percentage. That's sad.
That's a very high percentage. That means 83% of us really don't like our jobs.
Yeah, that's not
really
good.
Sad.
You should like your work.
I know.
You should try to like it.
I love this job in the morning.
My pop used to say, you don't like a movie, I leave the theater. I don't like my doctor, I leave the doctors. I don't like my job, I get my money, he used to say. But yeah, try to be happy at work. Now, along the same lines, here are the four ways to become your boss's favorite employee. Are you ready?
Let's hear them.
Buy them an expensive car. No, that's not on there. Manage up. If you never heard the term, it's all about managing the people above you and finding ways to help them succeed. Because if they do, you all will.
Okay.
That's not
okay,
bad. It's more of a team player role. I can dig that.
Yes, team player all the way. I can see that. Sure.
Say thanks more often, even when they may have done something wrong. A study in 2011 found that expressing gratitude for your boss's feedback, even if it's negative, will make them feel warmer toward you.
Constructive criticism is always a good thing.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Okay, so say thanks to the boss. Here's one for you. Get to work early. People who show up early tend to be seen as more competent. But if your boss is flexible with your work hours, here's a tip. Tell them you like starting later because it'll make you more productive. That kind of thing.
We don't have that option here.
Right.
No.
If nobody's here at 6 o'clock, the show doesn't go on.
Problem.
It's not a dead air. And a big problem.
Yeah. So number four, solve problems on your own. Show some initiative and only bring stuff to your boss if you really can't figure it out. And even then, try to have some solutions in mind if they have to come up with them. I always say, don't tell me what's broken. Tell me how you're going to fix it. That's how I managed for years. It's like, I don't want to hear a bunch of people. I go, okay, what are you going to do? And they go, well, you get paid the money for it. You fix it. You're not my favorite anymore. So there you go. The four ways to become your boss's favorite employee.
I say we just focus on the being happy at work, especially on a Monday.
Yes.
Definitely. So find something to be cheerful about today, I think.
Say thank you.
Yeah.
Try to help.
Perfect.
And be a team player.
And be on time.
There it is.
At Aubrey Alexander.
The Wharf and Miller Lite presents Kix in their Fuse 30 tour. It happens this weekend. Blow My Fuse is 30 years old. That album shaped Central Pennsylvania's generation that calls himself the Wharfers now, I think. And we'll be there with Miller Lite and a whole host of other sponsors as Kix comes back to the Homeless War Fire Company again.
Wow. It's going to be a good concert. It always is. It's always a fun time showing up there.
Saturday night, be there.
I'm pretty sure VIP tickets are sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking about going to this event, Saturday is going to be a great day for a concert. And who doesn't love a little rock and roll in their backyard?
Who doesn't, really, right? Yeah.
Get your tickets now, brownpapertickets.com. Or, you know, you could probably win them.
Wait, we have tickets now?
Oh, yeah, we do.
We're going to right now.
Click that mouse. Go ahead.
I don't have it. I didn't know. This is a surprise to me.
No, it's not, Tom.
This is great. Every day this week,
we're giving tickets away. We have them. We got the hookup. Thanks for promotions.
They were sold out.
No, that's the VIP, but we have a way in.
Oh.
See, that's what our friend Travis does for us. He gives us the hookup.
So one of those.
Our buddies, the firefighters at Hummel's Wharf Fire Company. Come on now.
So people could actually call now and win.
Call right now.
94KX, Sean Carey is next. What is it like to take a few days off to enjoy March Madness, some March Madness with wrestling, and then get sick while you're doing it?
It was not fun.
I feel so sorry for this guy. It's like we should give him 3 more days off.
We probably should, because that's the worst when you take vacation to go and do something that you enjoy with a bunch of friends, and then you end up basically on your deathbed.
I came back here to feel better.
You were supposed to watch the NCAA wrestling tournament with a bunch of your buddies, and when they found out you're sick, they said you're not invited.
It's like, nah, they're like, well, we don't want what you have, so.
Oh, jeez. Are you feeling better, though, friends?
Tons better.
Good.
Well, the cool thing is they have the neat setup where he has the Apple TV, mm-hmm. ESPN app on the Apple TV, so we could jump from mat to mat. So anytime a Penn State wrestler or a Pennsylvania wrestler is on, you know, you didn't have to just stick with the national broadcast because sometimes they may not have a match on that you want to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that was really cool.
And then every once in a while, you'd have to jump to the bathroom where you had another TV set up.
Right, but I had kind of the same setup. I had the TV set up with the wrestling, and I had another one with the iPad, so I was going back
there
and
go.
Forth there. So it worked
out. So he fought through that flu bug.
The weight loss plan started earlier.
Hey! Like they say in The Devil Wears Prada, I'm just one good stomach flu away from my goal weight.
There it is. Sean's next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
All right.